SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Serving Yarn is a 24/7 crisis line for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. It's been co-designed by the community and it's managed by Aboriginal people and delivered by Aboriginal people for Aboriginal people. So it's like a cultural lifeline. So it's like Lifeline for Blackfellas. And it's also a place where you can ring up when you're feeling no good and you can have a yarn and get the help you need. There's no judgment, there's no shame, and it's confidential. Nobody needs to know you rang. We're not a counselling service, we're crisis support. If you need ongoing counselling work or you need ongoing support, we will then refer you on to that support.
And since it's been established, can you talk a little bit more about how the service has grown throughout the years?
Look, it's grown quicker than what we thought it would. One of the things we did do is, I think because of the fact that we co-designed it with the community, we've been really transparent. We've gone out and done a lot of community engagement. We've met with community face-to-face to talk to them about 13 Yarn. That the Aboriginal community has embraced 13 Yarn and they trust the service. And usually it takes a long time to get Aboriginal people to trust a new service. But last week we got our 50,000th call and we've been going for just over 2 years, which is an amazing, amazing milestone.
Mm.
So it's been really successful and the community do trust us.
And as you mentioned, 13 Yarn is a confidential support service offering safe and culturally appropriate support. But can you talk a bit about the types of calls for support that you receive for anyone out there that may be thinking that they would like to reach out? What sort of calls for support do you receive?
Well, we get a lot of people who have got issues with their family or family relationships or, you know, maybe they're having a tough time financially or, you know, maybe, you know, racism has impacted them or, you know, maybe it's some, you know, a teenager's had a fight with their best friend at school. It can be anything. I say to particularly teenagers, when you get that horrible feeling in your gut and you don't feel right, that's anxiety.
Mm.
That's when you should ring 13 Yarn and have a yarn with one of our crisis supporters and they may be able to make you feel better. They may get you more empowered to be able to deal with what's making you anxious at that time. So it can be absolutely anything. If you're just feeling no good, give us a ring.
Mm. And I know last year during the voice referendum, a lot of people did feel, quite anxious, and it did bring up a lot of different emotions for people before and even after the decision. Was there an increase in calls by people needing support during that time of the voice referendum? And, you know, that was a time when our people were very much under the microscope and that cultural load that a lot of us were carrying. Did you find there was an increase at that time?
There was a big increase at that time, particularly when the decision was handed down. And one of the things that people were telling us was they didn't want to talk to their family or their friends or their cousins or their mother and dad about how they were feeling because they didn't want to add to the trauma that they were feeling. So they rang 13 Yarn to talk about how they were feeling about that decision. And the fact of the matter is that since the referendum, we've had a rise in calls on racism. Because of the toxicity of the debate, people have felt like it's okay to be racist and to say out loud things to Aboriginal people that you normally wouldn't. And it's really triggering for Aboriginal people because they already feel like their country's rejected them, and then they're copying racist comments. And, you know, no, sometimes we've had people ring us up and go, look, normally a comment like that I'd just brush off and keep walking. But after the decision, it's triggered me. And so they've got to ring up and talk about it. So we have seen a rise in calls, and we've seen a rise in calls around racism and abuse, which is appalling in this day and age.
And leading into, you know, different moments on the calendar, such as, you know, Reconciliation Week, NAIDOC Week, you know, Survival Day, do you also see a spike in calls during those periods as well?
It's interesting because we don't see a rise on the actual day because mob get together on those days. Like when you talk about Survival Day, mob all get together. But what you might see is a rise the next day. NAIDOC Week, there's a lot of activity in community where mob can then, you know, rejoin their culture and re-energise through working, or, you know, mixing with mob. So we don't get a lot NAIDOC week, but the week and the weeks following we do, because everybody goes back to normal then. Christmas time's a quiet time for us because mob get together. And it's an interesting thing, an interesting difference with Lifeline, because Lifeline's calls go up at Christmas time, but ours go down because mob get together. They often, if they're working in the city, go back to community and put their feet in their dirt and reconnect with their land and reconnect with their mob. So it is interesting. But what we do find is, you know, like days when the Productivity Commission report on the, you know, on the closing the gap was handed down, we had a rise in calls that day. When the government responded, we had a rise in call that day. So a lot of media reports will give us a rise in calls, you know, if there's been, you know, a death in the community, or, you know, reports on, you know, negative reports on Aboriginal people in the media, we'll get a rise in calls. So it's interesting to track that and see what does give us the spikes in calls. But we do get days where we get a spike in calls and we can't find a reason for it.
And recently it was announced that 13 Yarn, as you mentioned, marked a milestone of 50,000 calls supporting Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in crisis. Can you talk a little bit more about that growth and, I guess, for the future of 13 Yarn?
Yeah, well, I'd like to see us deliver services in different ways, not just the voice line. And so what I'm doing, when I'm going out to the community and talking to community, I'm talking about how they would like services delivered in crisis support. Like, and what the community's telling me is young ones like to text and chat, you know, so we'd like to move into text and chat. Some young ones say, look, we just want to, you know, fix ourselves sometimes. So we need some interactive tools, you know, on your website so that we can go in and have a play and fix ourselves. And so we're looking at those interactive tools as well. We've already got fact sheets on our website, but we're looking at, you know, developing some interactive tools. But of course they have to be developed. It takes a while to do it because we're a national service. So we have to make sure that it really strikes the diversity of our community as well. So I need to make sure that there are, you know, urban, remote, regional Aboriginal people, our rainbow communities involved, our, you know, elders, our youth, you know, like people from Stolen Generation, mental health professionals. We need to make sure that we get the diversity of the community involved in anything that we deliver and develop.
And finally, for anyone out there who may need support, what advice do you have and for ways for them to get in touch for the support they need?
Look, all they've got to do is ring 13 Yarn on 1392 76. But what I do advise people to do is, like, when they're not in crisis, when you're feeling good, think about five safe people in your community that you can talk to. Think about that your people in your community that you can talk to that you know are going to be confidential and non-judgmental. And that way you can keep yourself safe. But if that doesn't work, just ring 13 Yarn on 13 92 76, and we're there 24/7 waiting for your call.
Great. Thank you so much, Marjorie, for your time with NITV Radio.
And thank you for having me on.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.